Masechta Shviyas, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah has continued discussing when one is allowed to remove stones from his field during the Shemitah year. Avanim sheziza sanam chresha, stones that were loosened by a plow, aishayim mechuseis v'neskalu, or they were covered over and they became uncovered by the plow, even if they're not loose. Im yesh behem shtayim shamasek shnayim shayim, if there's at least two of the stones that are loosened or uncovered, if two of them are large enough that it takes two people to carry these stones, then hare'ilu yunatelu, you can then remove all the stones, even smaller ones, from the field. And this is for two reasons. One is because stones of such large size were obviously used for building, and so it's not meant for clearing the field, but rather for taking them for building purposes. And two, waiting for the plowing in the eighth year would further loosen the stones and make them even easier to remove. And from the fact that he's removing them now and not waiting, shows that he urgently needs them for building purposes and not for making his field more suitable for planting. The Mishnah continues, Hamasakal Asadeh, someone who's clearing out layers of stones in his field, Noitel Asal Yainis, he's allowed to take the top layers of stone, Umeiniach Anoyis Baretz, as long as he leaves the bottom layer that's touching the ground, he leaves the ground covered in the bottom layer of stone, so it's not fitting for planting, and it's clear that he's not doing it in preparation for planting. V'chein Gargar Shel Tzveris, also a pile of pebbles, a Gal Shel Avanim, a larger pile of stone. Similarly, Noitel Asal Yainis, Umeiniach Asanoyis Baretz, he can take the top stones and leave behind the ones that are on the bottom layer touching the ground, because it shows that he's not doing it to prepare the ground for planting. If underneath the pile of stones was a layer of rock or a kash of straw, then he can remove all the stones on top of it, because anyways it's not fitting for planting there, and it's clear he's doing it just for gathering stone for building purposes. Mishnah Ches. Ein bainin madregais al pi hageis erev shvius mishapasko agashamim. Ein bainin madregais, one can't build steps. He wants to carve steps al pi hageis along down into the ravine. The water, rainwater would gather in these ravines, and the farmers would use the ravines to, they would draw water from them to plant their fields, and they would cut away steps on the sides of the slopes in order to make it easier to get up and down without slipping. So he's not allowed to build these steps erev shvius, before the Shemitah year, mishapasko agashamim, after the rainy season is over, because it looks like he's preparing to make it easier for him to water his field in the upcoming Shemitah year. So it looks like it's preparation to water the field in Shemitah, and he's not allowed to do that. Mipneshu misaknan l'shvius, the Mishnah explains, because he's preparing it for the Shemitah year. Alo bainu b'shvius mishapasku geshamim, but he's allowed to build this at the end of the Shemitah year, after the rainy season. He can then cut in steps into the ravine. Mipneshu misaknan l'maisi shvius, because then he's preparing it for the next year, the eighth year after the Shemitah year, and that's allowed. Another thing, v'la yismet v'afer, he can't be samech to fortify a dam in the ravine to allow the water to catch and accumulate in the ravine. He can't be samech to fortify with dirt and mortar, putting that in between the rocks to hold the water in. He's not allowed to do that even on the Shemitah year. That's not allowed to be done. Aval oisu chayetz, but what he is allowed to do is build just a stone barrier in the water. It's not waterproof. There's no dirt and mortar in it to make it watertight. It's just a stone barrier. That much he's allowed to do. The Mishnah then says, regarding the two instances where he's allowed to build the steps to the ravine at the end of the Shemitah year and just a stone barrier without dirt in it, these things, when he's building them, kol evan shu yachal lifshet es yadei v'litzla, any stone that he's able to just reach out his arm from the place that he's in and grab it and reach it, harezu tinatal, he can take that for this building purpose, even if it's a small stone, which otherwise he wouldn't be able to clear from his field, because it looks like he's preparing his field for planting. But in this case, where he's in the middle of building the dam or the steps down to the ravine, So in such a case, it's clear that he's doing it for his building purposes and not for preparing the land for planting. And so it's allowed.